617 was one of just four rooms that exactly met his demands. It was too high up to be reached from the street, but low enough for him to jump out of the window if he had to, after shooting out the glass. It was not overlooked. There were other buildings around, but any form of surveillance would be difficult. When Yasin went to bed, he never closed the curtains. He liked to see out, to watch for any movement in the street. Every city has a natural rhythm, and anything that breaks it, a man lingering on a corner or a car passing the same way twice, might warn him that it was time to leave at once. And he never slept for more than 4 hours, not even in the most comfortable bed. A "Do Not Disturb" sign hung in front of him as he turned the corner and approached the door. Had it been obeyed? Yasin reached into his trouser pocket and took out a small silver device about the same size and shape as a pen. He pressed one end, covering the handle with a thin spray of diazofluorin, a simple chemical reagent. Quickly he spun the pen round and pressed the other end, activating a fluorescent light. There were no fingerprints. If anyone had been into the room since he had left, they had wiped the handle clean. He put the pen away, then knelt down and checked the bottom of the door. Earlier in the day, he had placed a single hair across the crack. It was one of the oldest warning signals in the book, but that didn't stop it being effective. The hair was still in place. Yasin straightened up and, using his electronic passkey, went in. It took him less than a minute to ascertain that everything was exactly as he had left it. His briefcase was 4.6 centimeters from the edge of the desk. His suitcase was positioned at a 95-degree angle from the wall. There were no fingerprints on either of the locks. He removed the digital tape recorder that had been clipped magnetically to the side of his service fridge and glanced at the dial. Nothing had been recorded. Nobody had been in. Many people would have found all these precautions annoying and time-consuming, but for Yasin, they were as much a part of his daily routine as tying his shoelaces or cleaning his teeth. It was 6:12 when he sat down at the desk and opened his computer, an ordinary Apple MacBook. His password had 17 digits, and he changed it every month. He took off his watch and laid it on the surface beside him. Then he went to eBay, left-clicked on collectibles, and scrolled through coins. He soon found what he was looking for, a gold coin showing the head of the Emperor Caligula with the date AD 11. There had been no bids for this particular coin because, as any collector would know, it did not in fact exist. In AD 11, the mad Roman Emperor Caligula had not even been born. The entire website was a fake, and looked it. The name of the coin dealer, Mintomatic, had been specially chosen to put off any casual purchaser. Mintomatic was supposedly based in Shanghai and did not have top-rated seller status. All the coins it advertised were either fake or valueless. Yasin sat quietly until 6:15. At exactly the moment that the second hand passed over the 12 on his watch, he pressed the button to place a bid, then entered his user ID, false of course, and password. Finally, he entered a bid of £2,518.15. The figures were based on the day's date and the exact time. He pressed enter, and a window opened that had nothing to do with eBay or with Roman coins. Nobody else could have seen it. It would have been impossible to discover where it had originated. The message had been bounced around a dozen countries, traveling through an anonymity network before it had reached him. This is known as onion routing because of its many layers. It had also passed through an encrypted tunnel, a secure shell that ensured that only Yasin could read what had been written. If someone had managed to arrive at the same screen by accident, they would have seen only nonsense, and within 3 seconds, a virus would have entered their computer and obliterated the motherboard. The Apple computer, however, had been authorized to receive the message, and Yasin saw 3 words. Kill Alex Ryder. They were exactly what he had expected. Yasin had known all along that his employers would insist on punishing the agent who had been involved in the disaster that the Stormbreaker operated.